Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmally. My co-host here, Dave Popwich. How are you doing?
I'm great, Faisal. How about you?
Not bad. What a great turn in the temperature.
Yeah, well, looks like we got a bit of summer.
Yeah.
Right? Let's hope it sticks around now. Yeah. Just for 6 months.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. A bit greedy, but that's my fantasy. Get your own.
Okay.
We're going to get some tips and tricks for summer travel plans. A lot of people do some travel in the summer, and we're going to have Randy Sharman, the host of a terrific travel show, The Informed Traveler on
770 here?
Yeah, on 770. He's going to join us today and talk about some of the key places that maybe not on your radar that you should check out.
Yeah, and it's taking care of your aging parents conflicting with your career or retirement. We're going to chat about finding ways to balance the two, because this is a growing concern.
Oh, it's a big problem.
The federal government here in Canada has acknowledged that with the tax code and so forth, and so we need to have a discussion, because it's gonna continue to grow.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Let's talk about the continued tweet storms. Let's talk about the markets, but we can't talk about the markets without the conflicting information that changes every day and the markets reacting to it.
Yeah, and so let's talk about what's really happening here. We're seeing a lot of reaction to tweets. We are seeing a lost optimism of a trade deal. Yep. We're getting more and more people saying this is not going to happen. We're getting more and more people saying it's not going to be as good as we thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the reaction happening in the markets. And we saw a lot of fear kick in, because we saw people getting out of the stock market buying bonds.
Mm-hmm.
And gold did not take off.
It didn't.
I think when people start looking at gold as a hedge or an alternative investment to offset volatility.
A store of real value, right? I mean, that's historically what it's been. I mean, you can certainly argue against gold on interest rates, right? Because there's a carrying cost on a commodity that you don't have. It's interesting to watch gold, but it hasn't been that harbinger of doom trade.
Correct.
That we have seen it react to in the past.
Or maybe gold has it right.
Maybe.
And that's what the interesting part of it. That's one of these markets has got it right.
Right.
Okay. Is it the stock market? Is it the bond market? Is it gold? One of them got it right.
That's a good point. Okay.
We don't know which one yet. We'll find out.
I like this line of thinking.
About a year after it's already done, we'll figure it out.
Right.
Right.
But let's attack that point. Let's attack that point. Okay. Because you have giant markets. There's lots of gold in the world. Like, that's a huge market. The bond market is trillions and trillions of dollars. The stock market is trillions of dollars. Not one's got it. We know one of them has got it right. Maybe not all of them. Probably not all of them.
Probably not all of them.
Right? But you've got participants in each of these.
Correct.
All right. So how do you plan for that? Like, what are you supposed to do as an investor?
Yeah, and I think when you look at some of these issues, like a tariff and trade issues and so forth, it's very challenging.
Yeah.
And I'll go with, you know, some of the people we've met over the last week that are not clients of ours. They just wanted second opinions. People have sent us their statements of their investments to us to give it, to say, hey, what do you think?
Yep.
It surprises me still to this day how equity or stock focused individuals are, that they don't look at other asset classes that can either mitigate risk or protect them or make money.
Mm-hmm.
God forbid they want to make money somewhere else outside of the stock market, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
It's and in this city, in Calgary, I hear two types of investments, and maybe you see something different. I see stocks and real estate, and that's it.
Yeah. Well, cash.
I haven't seen too many people this week that have sent me their statements or have asked for an opinion that had a large portion. I'm saying greater than 10% of their portfolio cash.
Okay. Me neither.
Right? And so they're happy with this recovery from last year, but they're still focused on the stock market. And then when you get a 3-4% drop in a matter of a couple weeks, they freak out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm down 3-4%. Well, what was your expectation? That it will only go up? And why not look at other areas to put your money in, diversify? We hear that all the time.
That's where I wanted that conversation to go, right? Because you can make an argument for all of those different markets and cash markets. There's a whole bunch of 70 different world asset classes you can argue. But nobody knows. And this is the thing. Nobody knows. So you've got a number of different approaches you can take, right? You can have an investment thesis and bet all in, right? You can be aggressive or speculative,
mm-hmm.
right? You can be diversified. You can be conservative. You can do any of these things, right? You can invest in Canada. You can invest in outside of Canada. So it goes back to what we've talked about in the past. When you're putting your thesis together, come up with your base case assumptions.
And I think even before that, you have to know yourself as an investor and as an individual.
Okay, good point.
I think you need to sit down and really think about what scares you,
right,
and what motivates you.
Right.
And if losing money scares you,
right,
then why are you invested in something that loses money? I'll give you an example. We have a client who is a power of attorney for his father.
Right.
His father is in his early 90s.
Yep.
Incapacitated. Mm-hmm. His father was very active in the stock market in his younger life.
Yep.
And has kept a 100% stock portfolio in his early 90s, and he's incapacitated. Now the son has to take over. Mm-hmm. And the son says, I have no idea what to do in the stock market, mm-hmm. but let's leave it.
Oh.
Yeah. So now the gyrations of the market freak him out.
Mm-hmm.
This is dad's money.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, what am I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then why are you in the stock market? Well, because dad wanted that way. But that was dad that understood his own risk tolerance. He understood what gave him fear and what gave him motivation. Mm-hmm. And I think as individuals, we don't know that about ourselves until we're faced with it.
Right. Right.
And when you're faced with it, it might be too late.
Right. But here's the thing. You got to have context. If you're going to actually make that, and I think you're educating around exactly the right area, but you got to have context to what you're trying to accomplish, right? So just talking about being invested in the stock market, just ask yourself the question, why? What am I trying to accomplish? What goal am I trying to achieve, right? So is it a return goal that you're after, and why, right? So this is where the planning stuff comes in, right? You've got to have a context, I think. You've got to have a context to what you're trying to accomplish with the money, and there may be more than one goal.
So let me jump in there, because we know the lion's share of Canadians do not have a financial plan.
Correct.
Do not have a plan that's specific, measurable, actionable, time-oriented, right, and realistic.
Right.
I call that SMART, S-M-A-R-T. Right. And so when you don't have that and you're still investing or you're putting money away, what do you do then?
Right.
If you don't have a plan, if you don't know what the objective is,
yep,
the objective is just to get bigger.
Yeah.
That's the objective. What's your goals? Bigger.
Yeah.
Okay. So now you have that scenario,
right,
which is the lion's share of Canadians.
Right.
What do you do?
Right.
How do you handle this? Like, yeah. How do you know that the stock market, whichever market that may be around the world, or the bond market, or sitting in GICs or cash, or putting it underneath your mattress, what's the right one for you?
Right.
How do you know?
Yeah. It's a bit like, we're going to talk to you about traveling today. I think about traveling, and I've often thought about how exciting it would be just to go down to the airport and jump on a plane. Nobody does that, by the way.
Oops, very few, yeah.
But what happens if I ended up in a country that... It's really bad.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's the same thing. There's no destination. If I don't have a destination, you're just going to have to accept what you have when you get there, right? And that may not be the outcome that you want. So it's better to have some idea of what that destination is. I mean, we talk about retirement.
Yeah.
And so we always talk about start with lifestyle.
That's a good analogy you're using with travel, because you definitely want to make sure you've got the right plane.
Well, yeah.
That's the right airline.
Right.
The right destination.
Right.
So your vehicle to get you to your destination better be the right one.
Right.
Because you don't want to take too much risk, because that's life or death.
Right.
You want to make sure that you have a destination, so you know what you're going to.
Yeah. Or that the country you land in is not in civil war and you're at risk there.
Right? And when you are going through that experience, you want to make sure that the experience that you want is yours,
yeah,
not someone else's that's been deemed upon you.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's the same thing when it comes to planning for your retirement.
Right. Well, and context to investing, right? It's not a stock and a bond conversation. It starts with a destination conversation.
Yeah.
And the destination and the analysis, the financial plan, all of those things, that's what gives context to what we should be doing, right? So we talk about education all the time. You should be educated about why you're taking on specific risks and what risks you're taking on, right? Yeah. And does it support the goal or not, right? That's the context of the conversation I think is so important to have.
Yeah, and I think there's too many people doing just number crunching.
Yeah.
So a quantitative view of retirement,
right,
and not a qualitative view of retirement. And so sit down with an advisor, sit down with your tax expert,
yep,
and get all the right information
To make the right decisions for
and really do some soul searching. Figure out what gives you fear and what motivates you when it comes to your money.
Right.
And then that will give you the direction of where you need to be. Not everybody has to be in the stock market.
No, agreed. Agreed. Okay, we're going to talk about this. Let's not belabor it because we're going to do a full 1 hour educational session on this whole idea of how to plan for and bulletproof your retirement.
Yeah, that'll be on Tuesday, June 4th, 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn. You need to reserve your seat, so give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400 or register online at morethanmoneyradio.com.
You want to make sure you pick the right destination for your next travel vacation. Then stick around after the break. We're going to talk to Randy Sharman about that. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.